Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on what is the significance of PM Modi's first J&K visit since abrogation of Article 370 in August 2019. In his first visit to Jammu and Kashmir since the abrogation of Article 370 in August 2019, Prime Minister Narendra Modi Sunday announced a slew of developmental projects worth ₹20,000 crore and said that investment proposals by private companies worth ₹38,000 crore would soon be coming into the region for the first time in decades. The visit becomes relevant as the PM travelled to the UT for the first time since 2019, when the special status to Jammu and Kashmir under Article 370 of the Constitution was abrogated and a bill bifurcating the state into two union territory was passed. Following this move, a strict curfew was imposed in the valley, there was heavy deployment of security forces and internet was suspended for over 17 months. This is the first time in almost 3 years that the PM has visited the newly created UT to speak to Panchayat representatives in person on the occasion of National Panchayat Raj Day amid security concerns. At the event in Pali village in Jammu's Samba district, the PM also inaugurated a 500 kilowatt solar power plant which will make it India's first carbon neutral panchayat. According to government sources, top businessmen from the UAE who are among the investors also accompanied the PM for the event and are expected to pump in over ₹2,000 crore for infrastructure development. Addressing all Gram Sabhas across India on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, Modi said that it is a matter of great pride that democracy has reached the grassroots level in the Union Territory. He added that Panchayati Raj Day being celebrated in J&K marks a big change. He also said a new story of development is being written in Jammu and Kashmir. Many private investors are now interested in coming to J&K. Speaking at the event, J&K LG Manoj Sinha also said that Modi had given a new industrial push to the region. He said, and I quote, "Since independence till now, there was just ₹15,000 crore investment. Now we have proposals of ₹38,000 crore. We expect the investment to cross ₹70,000 crore in the coming time." Among the projects that were launched by the PM include the Banihal-Kazigund Road Tunnel, the Delhi-Amritsar-Katra Expressway, the 850-megawatt Rattle Hydroelectric Project, and 108 Jan Oshadi Kendras. Modi said that his focus is Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat, that is, One India, Excellent India. He said, and I quote, "Our focus is on connectivity and bridging distances. Our aim is to provide all-weather connectivity to J&K. The Banihal-Kazigund Tunnel, built at a cost of over ₹3,100 crore, will reduce the road distance between Banihal in Jammu Division and Kazigund in Kashmir Division by 16 kilometers, according to the Prime Minister's office. Modi also laid down the foundation stones of three stretches of the expressway that's being built to connect Delhi, Amritsar and Katra in Jammu. These are the stretches from Balsua on NH44 in Punjab to Gura Baldaran, Hira Nagar in J&K, from Gura Baldaran to Jakh, Vijaypur, and from Jakh to Kunjwani, Jammu, which will spur connectivity to Jammu Airport. Moreover, the 850-megawatt Rattle Hydroelectric Project will be constructed on the Chenab River in Kishtwar district at a cost of about 5,300 crore. The 500-kilowatt solar plant at Palli aims to provide clean electricity to 340 houses in the village under government's Gram Urja Swaraj program. The electricity generated from the plant will be distributed to the village, which has a daily requirement of about 2,000 units of electricity, a government official told the Print. A new initiative named Amrit Sarovar, which aims at developing and rejuvenating 75 water bodies in each district of the country, was also announced. Modi also said that over ₹22,000 crore had been sent directly to panchayats in J&K for developmental work at the grassroots in each of the past 2 years, something that was unheard of 3 years ago. He said, and I quote, 3 years ago, the zillas only had rupees 5,000 crore, and this was including Leh and Ladakh. In the last 2 years, the budget of these zillas has been increased to rupees 22,000 crore, and the money has been sent directly to these panchayats. He said, and I quote, "We want the panchayats to be the power centers. A robust Panchayati Raj system is what will take India to new heights." Modi further said that there is a big focus on education, healthcare, transport and job creation for youths in the region. He said, and I quote, "Whatever J&K has achieved till now is a very good example of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. We are now working on schemes for education, transport, healthcare and jobs for our youths," he said. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.